Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Morachain Ladrodin would be horrified by swearing. So you know we're gonna do it.
Hello, welcome to the Reading Circle Temple. I'm Molly.
I'm Indy.
I'm Brittany.
And I'm Goodwin.
And today we're reading chapter 14 of Cold Fire.
So grab your cup of coffee.
Or tea.
Or your drink of choice.
And let's blow this thing wide open. What is this thing? A bathhouse? A man's chest? Yes.
Armed with his new gloves, Ben sneaks into a bathhouse and leaves his incendiary timing device in the furnace. And just as the bathhouse explodes, he goes out of town on business.
Was it him? Daja's
lesson with Jory is interrupted by Matazi collecting supplies to help the victims of the fire. Daja and Frostpine go to investigate the fire and immediately recognize the use of boom dust, also known as gunpowder. The next day, Haluda shows up to the house, talks to Daja. She brings a piece of the furnace door with her, tells Daja, so we finally found a trace of this guy, and there is magic, and I'm pretty sure it's your magic. And some people are like, oh, those southerners, they must be the arsonists. Haluda's like, nah.
Because the boom dust is from the south, and they're from the south, and none of the fires started until they got there. So they're trying to say that it's Frostpine and Daja.
Haluda doesn't think that makes a lot of sense. She's like, no, they're smith mages. They have a healthy respect for fire. They're probably not setting fires, but this might be connected to those gloves that Daja made. So Daja takes hold of the furnace door, and she essentially relives the fire from the point of view of the furnace door. And Haluda's basically like, yeah, pretty sure Ben did this. Daja does not want to accept that because he's Ben. He's a hero. He's her friends.
She can't believe it.
She doesn't want to believe it.
He's a hero. All the lives he saved.
And Haluda just kind of keeps piling on evidence. Like, he was at this fire. He was at that fire. The first fire was like his family's warehouse. Horribly abused by his mother. First time that people really treated him with kindness was after a fire. So it's likely that he has been seeking this out. And so Daja has had to accept this. Daja tells Haluda about the souvenirs that Ben has. Ben is out of town, and so we find out that Haluda has like sent a message to like the gatekeeper. Whenever he comes back in, tell him that I need to question him about the fire. It's like a very low key message because she's not trying to let on that she knows that he did it.
And then she leaves, and that's it.
Part one of our three-step reading process is reading like a novice. This is where we talk about what we liked and didn't like about the chapter.
I had a dislike, other than like Daja being hurt, but
let's say other than the general dislike.
Yeah, other than that general dislike, I had one major dislike, When Haluda tells Daja, the only way we learn how adults act is from the adults who raise us. The children of monsters become monstrous too. I hate that because that leaves no room for people that were raised by horrible people to be any better. If that's the case, then both me and Indy should be fucked up monstrous people. And I don't feel like that we are. So
okay, you might not be.
okay. There's definitely leave room for people like me. Indy, she's pretty monstrous. I take that back. I regret everything I said.
I think that's a really good point because there are a lot of people who grow up in bad situations and find their way out of them.
You got to use that as an example of what not to do in life.
Even in the context of our book, Ben's brothers, who, I mean, maybe are going around murdering people wherever they live. We really don't know anything about them. But like
we can assume probably a decent probably chance not.
They're not. Yeah. We're gonna guess that they just got out and got sane and like managed to break the cycle.
Exactly.
But also think about like Triss. Triss could have ended up in really bad situation.
Yeah.
Now, granted, there's a good argument to be had that the reason that Triss didn't turn into that is because somebody intercepted it when she was young.
I actually have that line highlighted for a couple of reasons. One of the big ones is it's kind of true, though. Now, I'm not saying that people who are raised by monsters become monsters as well. But by the phrase of monstrous, it does not mean that you are a monster. It's that you have deeper understanding of monstrous things, which means you are capable of terrible things.
We all are, not just because we were raised by a monster.
I mean this is true.
Any one of us can be monstrous.
Yeah, but like when you look at people who do tend to go down dark paths, they have typically suffered some abuse. Not everyone who is abused becomes a terrible, awful, horrible, irredeemable person. What I took out of it is more of children who are raised by monsters see more monstrous things in people. I know that personally, like as someone who was raised in a very, very rough situation, I see the worst in people before I see the best in people.
My problem with it is that, yes, we're an adult, so we can think about that kind of thing, but these are geared towards children.
Yeah.
So if the child reading this is going through something horrific in their life, reading this, be like, oh, monstrous, I have a monstrous parent. There's no hope for me because I'm, according to this character, I'm going to be a monster myself.
It's kind of hard to tell because it for me, it seems like it was kind of a really deep take that an adult could figure out, but a child probably wouldn't, in that Haluda is this like straight-laced, very competent detective, deals with the worst parts of humanity on the regular. Even earlier in the chat, like right before this conversation, she talks about how she was solving a double murder in the bog, and she's like, it always arrests the husband. It's almost always the husband, you know, like she's making these kind of sweeping
overgeneralization.
On people that commit crimes. I don't think a child would get that.
Some things that Haluda did that I did like. She says to blame Morachain, but she doesn't say not to blame Ben. The fact that she's like, yeah, this is his fault. He did this. But she's also recognizing that trauma of having been abused by Morachain is a factor in what led him to do this. I really, really like that Haluda doesn't tell Daja that the reason she didn't figure it out was because she's a child. I feel like another adult may have made that mistake and be like, oh, well, you're a kid. And she doesn't say that. She says, you didn't figure it out because you're human. And I really, really like that.
Yeah, she even consoled her a little bit, saying, I've been at this for 40 years and it took me a while to figure it out too. And I'm the best of the best.
And see, there's something I really love about that in particular. Kids have their worlds just absolutely devastated. Something's not quite how it seemed. Having that adult who's like, so this isn't your fault. This is an outside factor that you didn't realize. Everybody is human. We miss things. We ignore our gut feelings when we shouldn't. We let friendship blind us. Like, we are human. We are social creatures. We are supposed to be connected. You miss some stuff while you're connected.
The way that Haluda handles Daja actually reminds me a little bit of the way Wulfric interacts with Sandri in Magic Steps. Made me realize also that all three of the kids we've seen so far interact very differently with the police than one another. Now, part of that's because the police are also interacting with the case differently, right? So, like, Briar is just like, fuck you all. But also, at this point, how many people have been murdered and they're not really doing much of anything. But then we also have, like, Sandri, who is very actively taking part with Wulfric, and they're almost doing science together. They're like lab partners. Haluda doesn't show up till midway through the book. And she's mostly in the background until now, as opposed to Wulfric, who is constantly interacting with Sandri. Haluda still approaches Daja with respect of, you have this experience and this knowledge and this expertise that will be useful. Doesn't treat her like a child, or doesn't dismiss the fact that she is 14. There was a reference to dragon salt. I don't remember where it is, but I just wrote down that there is a reference to dragon salt, which I liked, because keep talking about how this has become for Ben an addiction. And I feel like that's really strong here. Like, that's very strong.
Exactly what she was saying, that it was an addiction for him, just like dragon salt.
I continuously talk about how much I love Cole and Matassi, and they just get better. Specifically, she keeps telling, like, the maids and whoever, everything we have. Because they're like, oh, even the, like, blankets and everything. Anything we can spare and more, we need to. So she is very proactive about helping people. I want to be Matassi when I grow up.
Don't see a lot of rich people like that.
Nope. No, we do not.
I like the contrast of Daja the Smith in the parlor. We just have this nice little, everything in the parlor is, like, very dainty and delicate. And she's like, I don't belong in this setting.
Even Haluda looks ridiculous in there.
Yeah.
This is the chapter where Haluda gets upset about the teacups, right?
Yeah, she's like, why can't they get mugs? What is wrong with these people? And Daja's I think it makes their teeth hurt or something. Daja finds out about the fire. He's like, where's Frostpine? And Frostpine's like, I'm here. And it says that he's tying his crimson habit over breeches and shirt. He can get himself dressed neatly before he goes to the fire. Ben was trying too fucking hard, but trying to make himself look like, oh, you caught me in the middle of something. Let me look all this evil. You don't have to look all this evil, man. Frostpine is headed to a fire, and he's got his clothes all together, okay? Trying too hard, Ben.
Yeah, I was like, that's bullshit.
When Haluda's like telling Daja, don't worry, they'll be good little cowpats for now.
She does not like her coworkers.
She does not.
It's mostly just on detective work, but I like how Daja and Frostpine looked at the crater and they're like, that looks familiar. That looks like Boom Dust. They know what it looks like because of all the shit they dealt with at the temple. That one time they were invaded by pirates, so they're real familiar with it. I liked Haluda Salt being a good fucking detective the entire time. Like, she is very good. She knows about what I guess would be crime statistics and likely people that do stuff and why they do it. Talking about, like, Ben being abused as his entire life by his mother. That's something that can contribute to doing bad things. When the murders happened in the bog, and she's like, I don't know why they don't just arrest the husband. Like, it's almost always the husband. And that's because statistically, that's just, it's usually a significant other or someone that knows a person. It's very rare to have a murder that happens on a random person, by a random person. It's usually someone they know. That's just statistics. Same with Daja and Frostpine again, with them being from the South, gunpowder being from the South. It had to have been them because obviously that makes sense. It's for someone with a small pea-sized brain or is also a cowpat, that would make sense. But yeah, she's good. I like her.
I am really, really excited to see Triss interact with her detective. Just saying.
Let's go someplace where the fire isn't the enemy. These two being some of the best Smith mages, like, I think that's highly significant because fire is something they do take comfort in and they work with every day. To have it treated as an enemy is very significant, I feel. Fire has the ability to create and destroy, and sometimes it's same time. And so I think it's beautifully worded. Seeing the charred gap ruined her desire to look at other Smith's jewelry. It's just good writing. It really hurts, but it's good writing.
This whole chapter, I felt like that. It was so painful to read, but just so beautifully written. Like, the descriptions mm-hmm. are gorgeous.
Yeah.
But also horrific.
You'd no more start a fire to destroy than you would beat a dog to make him vicious. Holy shit. That is just a beautiful...
Considering Dasha's best friend, namely Sandri, this is a very apt description.
Yeah. His mother is a powerful and wealthy woman. I wouldn't put it past her to help him escape, if only to preserve the family name. I actually had a conversation about something similar earlier today. There are people who... I'm not going to get into current politics because that's a rabbit hole that I don't think any of us need to get drugged down right now. But talking about current events, and someone made a mention of, yeah, these people will make all of these laws and ban all of these things and do all of this, but the second it's their family member, they fly them to fucking Switzerland to get the procedure done because it's their family and it's different. We see that mindset, and this is exactly how a good detective should look at things. People just hop on a plane, hop on a boat, just get the fuck out. With as much money and power as they have, it'd be easy for him to just get away with it. But I love that she's like, this is a thing we also need to worry about.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Part two of our three-step reading process is reading like a dedicate. This is where we look for a theme or a message in the chapter. What theme or message did you find?
The theme that I found was to look deeper. Haluda didn't go for the easy route with, I already brought this up, right? But with Dasha and Frostpine, saying that, you know, it would have been easy to just go for them and bring them in for interrogation and blame them for all the sudden fires, because it's easy. And if you have the brain the size of a pea, you would think that they are responsible. But she looked deeper, bringing in all the kind of tangentially connected links to the one person who is connected to all the fires. You end up with Ben. They really first started with his warehouse, and then snubbed by the city council. One of the city council's mistresses' houses went on fire. He was sneaky about it. But she, Haluda, looked deeper and didn't just go for, oh, two things from the south, they must be connected. Put him in jail. And Daja and her refusal to consider Ben as capable of doing all these things. There is clear evidence that he has been abused by his mother for God knows how many years. That'll kind of drive you nuts, I'm sure, regardless. Maybe not, you know, in a light people on fire way, but, you know, it affects your mental state. Yeah, he does seem like a hero from the beginning, but, and I understand that she's a child, but there was evidence throughout everything, this entire story, that Ben is the one responsible. I mean, why would you keep your your wife's burnt hand on your mantle? Like, that is such a creepy, weird thing, even if you didn't know about, like, serial killers and stuff, keeping trophies.
We don't know that yet.
Well, I think I knew. I mean, I think it was, like...
Y'all kind of called that from the fucking...
We already knew.
You're right. It hasn't been said explicitly yet. But yeah, I mean, Daja kind of had everything in front of her, and she kind of refused to look deeper and consider him a threat, which he clearly is.
My theme was denial. Because of that, I've been there, and it's really hard when it's somebody who you care about, and even when there are lots of signs, you don't want to admit it.
So I got compassion. If we look at how Matazi reacts, she's like, give him everything, just do it, anything and everything we have. And we see compassion in the way that Haluda handles Daja. We have all experienced some similar situation that maybe not exactly our idol turns out to be an arsonist who's murdered a bunch of people, but, you know, we've all come across this kind of blind trust and adoration just to find out that they're not who we think they are. The way that Haluda handles Daja as her world is just fucking crumbling is just so gentle and compassionate. We need to treat more children like that.
My theme was memory. The memory of the fire was in the door, and that's what helped them figure out who was behind everything. Daja had to look at the memory as well to relive it, basically.
I kind of want to add on to that just a little bit.
Okay.
So there's a lot of people who say that items or places or things hold memories, strong memories. Like, that's why you have buildings that are supposedly haunted, having all of these tragic things that happen to them. These reverent places that people go to because a saint walked there and left, you know, something of them. Like, that, I think that tying them with yours, it might also just be the memories of others can help.
You saying that also makes me think of Ben's mementos too.
Yeah.
He has memories of each of the fires with each of his mementos.
Objects hold more power than memories and feelings attached to them,
whether good or bad.
Yep.
I think of Indy pointing out places that are haunted. It's not that Ben's house or his shelf of souvenirs is literally haunted. There's not, like, ghosts around it, but it...
As far as we know.
there is no evidence in the book that there are ghosts lurking around Ben's bookshelf. It holds that kind of weight and sort of spookiness to it. It's kind of haunted in a different way.
Yeah, let's say haunted can take on many, many contexts here. So, I mean, like, people who have strong memories in relation to, like, a place can easily get pulled back into it, even if they visit it years down the road. Memory is a huge thing.
Part 3 of our 3-step reading process is reading like a mage. This is where we use the text to craft magic in our own lives. What magic were you able to craft out of this chapter?
He's my friend. He's the fire's friend. It's the only thing he loves. We sometimes, as people, can get comfortable in a routine with people or with things or whatever the case may be, and we stop realizing how toxic a relationship is, or it develops into toxicity. Like, it might start out fine and then just kind of goes downhill real quick. Sometimes you have to remember that you can't change people any more than you can control people. Yeah, they might be your friend, but there's something that's gonna hold more importance in their life if they go, like, if it becomes a more toxic situation, maybe they want something from you rather than just want you. You know, maybe that they've picked up a hyperfixation, like, I don't know, maybe haha gay funny pirates, and have drug everybody into it. Nobody wants to talk to them anymore because that's all they can talk about.
Animorphs.
I'm trying to light the situation with jokes here. Sometimes you have to realize that they might be your friend, but they're not your friend.
Mine is break the cycle. We talked about Paluda's comment that the children of monsters become monstrous. And, you know, we talked about Ben made his decision. We can't blame somebody else for his actions, but we can also acknowledge that the abuse that he experienced contributed to them. I kind of wish Paluda or somebody in this book, I don't want to say blamed themselves, but Ben's story is so tragic to me. Because he's lived in this town all his life. People have grown
people
up.
People know what's going on, and nobody stepped in to try to do anything for him.
I wish that somebody was acknowledging that. Like, maybe we could have done something to stop it. I don't know. It's a hard line to walk because you don't want to, like, blame yourself for that and be like, oh, it's my fault because I should have stepped in when I didn't. But we have to encourage people to do that when they can. Like, I have to say, this book hits so much differently this time around because I'm a teacher now. It makes me think about if I have a kid who's going through that at home and I'm missing it. But yeah, we mentioned how, like, Triss could have been very different, but somebody came along and intercepted that, helped her, because we saw just how much she grew in those first four books just from having different guardians. I think there's a lot to say about Briar in that as well, and the way he grew and changed and has become a very different person.
He's still kind of pissed though at times. Oh my goodness, that boy,
he is a hot mess. I love him.
We're all a bit of a mess sometimes. It's not that if you have been through trauma or abuse that you will become an abuser or an arsonist or a serial killer or whatever, but we do know that trauma can have an impact on these things. People who are in those situations, especially if they don't get help, can go down that path. And it's often because they are lashing out or trying to solve a problem that they can't solve by themselves. I feel like it's important for us people to seek help when we can, like when we recognize that we have problems, seek help from other people, because pretty much whatever your problem is, there is somebody out there who has been through the same thing or is going through the same thing or something similar enough that they can help you in some way. You're not alone, whatever it is. But it's also important for us to, those of us who we are close to, who we interact with regularly, if we see them going through that experience, reach out to them. I mean, obviously, like, there's only so much you can do. If you try to offer somebody help and they don't take it, there's not much you can do. But I don't know. I can't articulate this anymore. Seek help if you are having a problem. And if you see somebody else having a problem, encourage them to get help.
I add just a smidge more to that. I am able now to kind of articulate what I wanted to say earlier. People who have been through trauma can spot trauma. It's easier for people who have been through trauma and who are actively trying to break the cycle to see trauma happening. You were talking about people who, you know, Ben grew up in this town and people knew and didn't do anything. What's that phrase that they used? If you see something, say something. It's kind of like that. If you see a kid with bruises or who's malnourished, or if you see an elderly person with broken bones that shouldn't be broken, or if you see someone who's usually bright and outgoing being very demure, like, there are obvious signs of trauma, especially if you've been through trauma. And it's okay if you've gone through trauma to just be like, hey, are you good? Or even just be like, hey, did you know, like, this kind of stuff happened to me? Sharing in trying to get someone else to share their story. Don't be afraid to be like, hey, look, trauma sucks, yo. Don't be afraid to share your trauma if you have trauma, because it helps other people.
My magic is to not stand in front of explosions, because it's not good for your health.
Excellent.
Okay, that is not my magic, but it was to be subtle. Haluda Salt should have sent one single message one single way, and maybe not have snuck into Ben's home when she did.
Wait, isn't that chapter 15?
It is.
Is that the next chapter?
That's the next chapter.
Oh, fuck.
Okay, I guess my real magic is don't stand in front of explosions.
Well, no. Shit. You still have to be subtle, because you know who isn't fucking subtle? Ben.
That's true.
Don't be a Ben. That's your personal magic. Don't be Ben.
I really like that. Don't be Ben.
Ben is bad. B is for bad Ben.
My magic is don't just believe something that someone tells you. Find out the answer for yourself. Because she doesn't want to believe Haluda. She shouldn't just believe Haluda. She needs to find that out on her own. You may not like the answers that you get, but at least you find out the information on your own instead of just blindly listening to somebody. Because you can get yourself really hurt that way, just listening blindly to somebody. Like, okay, yeah, I'll take your word for it. And then, because I've done that a lot at like work, I'll take somebody's word for it. And then come to find out that person is wrong. And then you're the one that gets in trouble for it because you listen to them whenever you didn't try to figure it out on your own. So don't just listen to people, figure it out on your own.
So can we just extend that to literally everything? Don't just get your news from a singular source or just by word of mouth. Do your research. Look into shit.
Listen, I make up all my own facts. That way I know they're true.
Trying to kill Brittany.
You want a source? It came to me in a dream.
We like to end our episodes with an excerpt from the following chapter. So this is an excerpt from chapter 15 of Cold Fire. His study was empty, though he was sure the sound had come from there. He went back to search the other rooms off the hall without success. Bothered still, he knew what he'd heard and it wasn't mice. He searched the house, checking their jewel boxes and Morachain's supposedly secret caches of money. Nothing was missing. He found no one. His heart still chattered as he set the sword in its place and returned to his study, lamp in hand. Inside, he opened the shutters, started a fire, then looked around. There was a folded sheet of paper on his desk, identical to the one in his coat pocket. On the outside of the note, he saw a note in his mother's hard hand. What is this? Why does this woman want to speak to you? Ben opened the paper with a finger. It was the same note, polite, businesslike, and the sergeant had given him. He let it close and looked at his shelves and desk. His mother had come here already, he knew that. She did it every time he went away. Straightening, she called it. He called it poking her nose into his correspondence, drawings, and books, making sure he didn't plan to escape her. It was an insult he'd come to live with, and he was getting tired of it and tired of her. He checked his memento shelves last. She never touched those, at least. She said they were disgusting, but she wouldn't dirty her hands with them. But Ben knew why she let them be. They frightened her. He liked that. He smiled now, remembering her fear, until the smile froze on his mouth. At least three items had been moved. His wife's hand. He'd searched the ashes for hours to collect the remains, but in the end, he couldn't bear to let all of her go into the grave. He'd wired the bones together himself, weeping as he'd done it. Untouched, the wire was enough to hold the hand upright and outstretched. Shift it, and some bones would be knocked out of line. The tips of three fingers had fallen over backward. A lump of crystal, riddled with cracks, had been replaced curved side up. He disliked the curved side. And the half-melted figure of Yorgory, taken from the neck of the maid who had saved two infants, had been moved. Someone had been searching his mementos. someone who, in all likelihood, carried an invisibility charm. Someone who had taken nothing, who had only looked. And now, Ben had two notes from Haluda Salt. Salt the suspicious. Salt the clever. Salt the best. The cold draft across his neck was suddenly a northwester off the Sith. Well, as usual, he was ready for whatever the gods threw at him. His plans for this day were long prepared. The time had come to burn away his old life.
Reading Circle Temple is produced by us, Molly,
Brittany,
Indy,
and Goodwin.
If you like the show, tell your friends about us.
If you don't like the show, tell your enemies.
Please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts.
Or tell us what you think by emailing us at templeofreadingcircle@gmail.com.
Find all of our episodes at readingcircletemple.com and find more sound clips by following the Reading Circle Temple on SoundCloud.
Never miss a post by following Reading Circle on Tumblr.
You can also follow Reading Circle Temple on Facebook and join the Reading Circle Temple Facebook group.
See our cats by following Reading Circle Temple on Instagram.
Or you can tweet at us at Reading Temple.
A special thanks to Yellow is for Happy for our artwork. If you like their art, follow Yellow is for Happy Draws on Tumblr and Shannon and Draws on Instagram.
Another special thanks to Brittany's brother, Thomas Dick, for our music. Find more of his music by following Thomas Dick on SoundCloud.
Thanks to Tamara Pierce for writing The Circle of Magic, and thanks to you for listening.
Let's all have coffee next week.
Chris made chili, and he specifically bought like the plant-based ground beef because I'm trying to go kosher.
Wait, can you not eat cheese? It has to be kosher cheese, right? Or is that even...
Eating kosher, one of the like rules of eating kosher is you don't mix meat and dairy.
Right.
Oh, that sucks.
No more cheese burgers.
No cheeseburgers.
I can't have beef anyway, so I can have a turkey burger.
I feel you. Can't have a hamburger either.
We're all just gonna lament hamburgers.
That's what the last like 20 minutes of this episode should just be, is us lamenting hamburgers.
Burgers.
Feel bad for y'all. Damn.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.